your balls bang against your legs.
Yeah.
Is what you told me.
Well, that happens. So I have to have something a little bit more snug so they'll stay where they stay put. I can't help that.
I had a nightmare that night.
When you say nightmare, you mean wet dream.
No. Oh. I was trapped on a conveyor belt, kind of like James Bond.
Me.
And going down, and I was trapped underneath pendulous swinging balls. Yeah.
I don't like jock straps. I don't really care for
just
them.
On you or?
Just on me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, jock straps are pretty hot, so.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was trapped on a conveyor belt, kind of like James Bond.
Me.
And going down, and I was trapped underneath pendulous swinging balls.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 547 of the BFO. For two, I say Tuesday, the 9th of March, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has just gotten so much feedback from this new sound quality. Big Fatty, please tell us all about it. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, Monday was a big day in the coal mine. We had all kinds of hootenanny stuff going on. And it was also quite the hootenanny day between Big Fatty's stomach ailments, which, y'all, it seems to have come back this afternoon, and I'm trying to figure what the similarities between Friday and yesterday, Monday, were. And, y'all, I believe I ate poke. I ate some poke on both of those days. Oh, Big Fatty, I hope you're not going to have to give up poke. But, I'm going to take the poke that I had, and I'm going to throw it out. Because, y'all, it's not sitting well. And, y'all, that knot, my good old straight listener over there in the UCK, he had suggested that I might want to try something that he tries, which is some rice pudding. Was it rice pudding? Let me see here. It's right here. Oh, Big Fatty, where is it? He has a bowl of rice pudding washed down with a cup of tea, and that fixes it nicely for him. A cup of tea. What a surprise. And y'all, rice pudding would just make me hurl. Yes, Big Fatty, hurl. Hurling Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I told him that. And he says, well, Big Fatty, I said, I prefer the savory to the sweet. Even though, you know, Big Fatty does like a sweet every now and then. He says, well, I don't know. Perhaps we can formulate a special stomach calming shishameat rice pudding. And many more icky. No, that doesn't say icky. That says dicky. Oh, dear Gussie. Dicky tummy reports. And I may have to stop worrying myself sick. Now, you know, that is Julie's job. And Julie, you hear naught. He is beginning to worry himself sick. And I know you've got a sweet tooth. Although you obviously don't lie supine in the bed all day long shoveling down candy like that anti-flex day Charles.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But not, you'll be happy to know that I am having a ginger ale while I'm recording today's show, so I plan to be extremely gaseous. And in fact, one moment, please. Anyway, oh dear Gussie, it went down the wrong. Oh dear Gussie, Big Fatty. Now, Nott probably didn't want me to read that on the air, but yes, Big Fatty, please do not read this on the air. But y'all, he didn't say don't read it on the air, so you know what? Read it on the air. And y'all, I have gotten I have gotten an unbelievable number of comments today. Y'all have received 10 comments. Oh, yuck. Y'all, that may be a little poke coming up. Oh, dear gosh, McFreddy, do not make us vomit while we're having our Cheerios. y'all had 10 comments, and y'all, the jury seems to be out. But that Kimber Beaver, she says, my ears. And then she says, thank you, Stephen. You know, because, you know, y'all, who doesn't love my grandson? And then the Podfather, who, you know, y'all, he's quit. He's just quit podcasting. Archer says, it was so funny during that whole podcast, you kept talking about your laundry, but I never heard the buzzer. It was in your ears only, I think. The sound was so much better. Keep your mouth close to that snowflake. And y'all, then Drusilla blow me up there in the cola near that Daniel Beaver. Drusilla writes, I want to know what the hell is wrong with the ears of the people who listen to you. I have to remember to turn down the volume before BFO comes on because I've got the volume turned up for other shows. What'd be great about the BFO is if there was some kind of volume normalization going on so that I didn't have to occasionally turn up the audio for the intro and then immediately turn it down before the music starts. And then y'all, that Teresa out there in the Seattles, she says, I like the sound before as well. I listen with the headphones and the sound is perfectly fine. Then, you know, that Sea Hag, please, God, back away. Please, I can hear you. You know, y'all, it's just uncalled for. It's just totally uncalled for. You know, it wasn't constructive criticism. You know, it was just, please, back away from the microphone so we can't hear you. Go under the table so we can't hear you. And then Naught talked about that rice pudding. Which didn't have anything to do with the sound quality, y'all. Although, if Big Fatty was eating rice pudding or spotted dick during the show, there would probably be some sound quality issues. That Omar, y'all, he didn't have anything to say about the sound quality either. He's used to it. He says, gracias for the birthday shout-out, Big Fatty. It's a shame you missed the motorboating that Big Ricky inflicted upon lovely Miss Laura. And, y'all, I'll get back to that in just a few minutes. But that Daniel Beaver said, I appreciate the better sound quality. However, comma, since you are closer to the mic, you might want to back off on the volume a tad. And y'all, so I have backed off on the volume a tad. Now, I don't know what a fucking tad is. Oh, that'd be ginger ale and rancid poke. And, but I know that the audio Nazi will give me an update on that. And Miss Lauren, y'all, she didn't write about the sound either. She says, I did not participate in the Touche event. However, the night before, Ricky enjoyed my boobs along with every other gay man in the establishment. We moved from Hamburger Mary's to a place called Big Chicks. And y'all, Miss Lauren is anything but a big chick. That's all I can say. Big Ricky now, however, is a big chick. And y'all, you heard Big Ricky. And that Julian. That lacist Julian at the beginning of today's show talking about pendulous orbs hanging between Big Licky's legs. And y'all, I wonder if Big Ricky ever sits on his balls. Oh, Big Fatty, you're going to make us vomit now as if we had some of that poke that you've been talking about. But y'all, my grandson said he thought the sound was much better. And y'all, I'm just going to play with it, so I got to have a little feedback now. Yes, Big Fatty, we will give you the feedback. Yes. And just let me know if it's too much or if it's about right or, oh, Big Fatty, we've got it. Just keep moving for the love of God. Y'all, speaking of keeping moving, last night, no, well, let me back up. Sunday, you know, I was starting to feel better on Sunday, and after I had recorded the Monday show, Big Fatty, don't tell us you recorded it on Sunday, because nobody gives a shit. But after I recorded the Monday show, I had a gentleman caller stop by, and y'all, it was good. It was good. Big Fatty was feeling good. And then, y'all, I had an urge for some Greek food. And as opposed to, y'all, if you hadn't listened to the Sea Hags Monday show, which miraculously came out at a reasonable time, y'all, it was an extra flex night. There's a plane landing in the Fat Cave. We had to have an extra flex night because Myron wanted a grilled cheese sandwich for his supper, which we ate in the boudoir. And y'all, I mean, seriously, how many of you eat your supper in bed? How many of you eat your supper in bed? I mean, dear, you talk about shut y'all. I'm telling you, there have got to be bed sores, the size of bed sores. Yes, Big one moment, please. I'm gonna have a little more ginger ale. Anyway, and then, on Saturday night, we had a potato casserole with cream of mushroom soup and sour cream and Spam and cheese, and it sounds vulgar, but it's just delicious. Y'all, this is not flex. This is just, let me just apply this directly to my fat hips. I mean, y'all, a Spam casserole? And then Sunday, we are watching the Oscars, and I am having chili mac. Y'all, chili mac, y'all, that is what they serve prisoners. I mean, the next thing you know, they'll be serving that spaghetti sauce to prisoners. But chili mac, y'all, I mean, chili on top of macaroni, y'all, can you just imagine the farting that was going on around the surface? It's no wonder. It's no wonder the place is so hot. It's just full of noxious gas. Yes, Big Friday, you know all about noxious gas. Yes. But, y'all, I went to bed at a reasonable time on Sunday night after I'd had dinner with Granny and Miss Porter, because they joined me for dinner at the Greek restaurant. And so I was in bed at a reasonable time, and those Oscar Myers were on. And y'all, there was all kinds of the Twitty was just alive. It was just alive with the chitter chat about the Oscars. And y'all, that Miss West came on, and y'all, it was time to go to bed. Yes, Big Friday, go to bed, and I did. And y'all, I got up on Monday morning, and you know, I like to read the Twitties that have come in overnight. And sometimes there will be, you know, 30 or so, and sometimes on a busy night there'll be, 80 or 90. And, you know, every once in a while there'll be over 100, so I'll have to hit show more Twitties. Y'all, I got up Monday morning. I had to hit show more Twitties 4 times. There were over 400 fucking tweets after I went to bed on Sunday night. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. And y'all, evidently, Vera was at the Oscars and went running up on the stage and stole the microphone. And y'all, I did not see this, but I looked on the inner tubes. I was looking for a horror movie that I saw around 3 a.m. in the morning, and it was a horror movie about a tree, and y'all, it was just horrifying. It was a horrifying movie about a tree that would attack people, and y'all, it always comes on around 3 a.m. in the morning. Oh, y'all, why am I so, what is this? Not snotty, but just kind of congested. That's it. Y'all, it's because it's getting to be spring here in Upchuck. And y'all, it went to 70 degrees. It went to 70 degrees on Monday in Upchuck. And y'all, we have the auxiliary rat on right now. And we're looking for highs in the lower 70s, 71 to 73. On two, I say Tuesday. That's today, y'all. Yes, McFaddy, we know what today is. Now, will you please, please talk about the shaving cream? Y'all, I forgot to tell you about the shaving cream. You know, when I got up on Sunday, Lord, it's going to 75 on Friday. But, y'all, I like to shave in the shower. And so, y'all, I had the can of shaving cream in the shower with me, because usually I put it on outside the shower, and then I do the dishes, and, you know, I do those. Y'all, by the way, it's not the full moon, but people, I've been listening to podcasts, and there is some crazy fucking shit being said on podcasts, y'all. And that coming from Big Friday. Big Friday, we know it. Most of it is coming out of your blowhole. No, it's not. Because, y'all, and I'll share this later in the week. I am collecting evidence that something is amok, y'all. Something is amok in the podcasting world, the podosphere, if you will. But anyway, Sunday when I got into the shower, I was arranging the curtain so that the water wouldn't splatter out, and y'all, the can of shaving cream fell to the ground in there, and the plastic top of it shattered into 1,000 pieces. And y'all, it was a brand new can of shaving cream. And you know, you gotta hate it. You gotta hate it when your brand new can of shaving cream. Poor McFranny. when your band. Poor McFranny. One moment, please. I don't have people to bring stuff to me. I am able to navigate the fat cave and get my own my own beverage. But anyway, the old can was in the garbage, and y'all, so I popped off the top of the old can, and y'all, it is the edge shaving gel. And put it on the new one, and y'all, I pushed the button, and y'all, it shot out the top of it. Not out the piece that it's supposed to shoot out of, but it shot out the top of the shaving cream, and I'm like, oh, dear gussy, I am being hosed down by the edge gel. Yes, Big Friday, you are being hosed down. But finally, I got it to work properly, and y'all, I came back into the bathroom a little bit later on. And evidently, I had not gotten it fixed quite. Excuse me, I'm very congested, y'all. And you know, I've got that rancid pork in me. But anyway, y'all, I came back and it had frothed. It had frothed. The shaving cream had frothed out the top and down the can. Oh dear gushy. And. And y'all, it was everywhere, but I mean, not all of it, because it, you know, it was just enough. But y'all, it was just a frothy. It was just a big old frothy mess. A big old frothy mess. So anyway, y'all, I've had some folks here in Upchuck ask me if I could help them start a podcast, and. I said, yes, I would be more than happy to, because I am an expert on starting a podcast. Could you tell me what your podcast is going to be about?
I was trapped on a conveyor belt, kind of like James Bond,
me.
And going down, and I was trapped underneath pendulous swinging balls.
Oh, so it's a podcast about Big Ricky. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.